I kill men, I kill women because I don't discriminate. I don't kill children because that's a different kind of psycho. I do it for money. Sometimes for other forms of payment, but always for the same reason, because someone asked me to. And that's it. A reporter buddy once told me that in newspapers, when you leave out some important piece of information at the beginning of a story, they call it burying the lead. So I just want to make sure I don't bury the lead. Though it wouldn't be the first thing I've buried. It might sound hard, but it's all too easy now. This isn't the same city anymore. Half asleep and half emptied out, especially this time of morning. Light up over the Hudson, the cobblestones. At least I have it mostly to myself. These buildings used to be warehouses. Now they're castles. Tribeca, a made-up name for a made-up kingdom, full of sleeping princes and princesses holed up on the highest floors, arms full of tubes, heads full of who knows. And they're not about to come down here, not at this hour, on the streets, with the carcasses, with the last of the hoi polloi. Yes, I know the word, hoi polloi. Read it on a cereal box. I never liked Manhattan, even back when everyone still liked it, when people still flocked from all over the world to visit and smile and snap photos. But I do like the look of Tribeca. Old industrial neighborhood, a remnant from when this city used to actually make things. So I come across the river in the early morning to walk around here before dawn. Last quiet moment before people wake up. Those who still bother waking up. Used to be you'd see men with dogs. This was the hour for that. But there are no dogs anymore, of course. Not in this city. And even if you had one, you'd never walk it, not in public, because it would be worth $1 million and you'd be gutted once you got around the corner and out of sight of your trusty doorman and your own front door. I did see a man once walking a $1 million dog on a treadmill in a lobby behind bulletproof glass. Feedbag delivery boy on a scooter zips past me, up Franklin. Tires bouncing over the cobblestones. Engine whines like he's driving a rider mower, killing the morning quiet. Cooler on the scooter carries someone's liquid breakfast. Lunch and dinner, too. In IV bags. Now it's just nurses and doormen and feed bag delivery boys out at this hour. Tireless members of the service economy. Like me. Phone rings. And how old is she?
18.
You sure about that?
Does it matter?
Yes, quite a bit. Well, she's 18. Got a name?
Grace Chastity Harrow. But she goes by a new name now. Persephone. That's what her friends call her, so I hear. If she has any friends.
Where is she?
New York by now, I assume.
There's not much to go on.
She's a dirty slut junkie.
Calm down or I hang up.
So you're just a hunting dog? Is that it?
Something like that.
Just a bloodhound in a world of foxes?
Look, you need a therapist. That's a different number.
She's somewhere in New York, so far as I know. She ran away.
I have to ask. A new relation?
I thought this was no questions.
This matters.
To whom?
To me.
No, I meant a new relation to whom?
T.K. Harrow, the evangelist.
Now, why should that matter?
Famous people draw attention. It's a different business. Different rates.
As I said, I'll pay double. Half now, half later.
All now. And as I said, I need to know.
Yes. She betrayed his...
I don't care.
But you'll do it?
A fake name in a big city? Not exactly a treasure map. More like a mile of beach and a plastic shovel.
She said she was headed to New York, to the camps. They call her Persephone. That's a start, right?
I guess we'll find out.
May I ask you another question?
Go ahead.
You can kill a girl just like that?
Yes, I can.
Fascinating.
Before you transfer that money, you better make sure you ask yourself the same thing.